Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up on the big show, Dragon Charge, Ryan Castle will be into a sit and spin. Today we'll get to 10 songs that would be offensive as hell now. Also, Men's Room rules coming up, and we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. Our question back in the day, why would CPS have talked to your parents? 844-999-OLA.
Quick side note about phone dong.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people already know what the phone dong is.
What is the phone dong?
Someone hangs up the phone and it goes dong, and that's how you know they hung up.
Right?
So you know they hung up. I guess a lot of people were aware of this. We were not dealing with it.
This
is new to us. But someone says, "Look, guys, you should ask what kind of phone they have because it might be an iPhone or the Galaxy. Which one does it? It might be both. So this way we can find
out."
Well, we should ask. Like, what kind of phone are you on? Because if one of them doesn't do it, don't call us from the phone
Just pick up a random caller. They don't have to answer the question. We just want them to hang up, and we'll see if it... And then they call back.
Hello, Juan. Welcome to the bedroom.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola. Hello, Juan.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
But listen, Juan, we need you to hang up on it. And you can call us right back. We just need you to hang up
just
right
hang
now.
Just hang up on us.
Wait. What kind of phone are you on?
Samsung.
All right, hang up the phone. Call us back. We'll put you on in a minute here. Just hang up.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hold on.
And just hang it up, man. I mean, it's a phone.
All right. Okay, very good.
What did he say? He was on a Samsung?
He did.
So what's that? That's Galaxy?
Yeah.
It's an Android.
I got one.
Okay.
So you do have one.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Because when he said that, I'm like, God damn it, I don't know what that is.
Let's take another call, then we'll get to one after that. Back in the day, why would CPS have talked to your parents?
Are we sure we've never... messed with phone dong before?
No.
Phone
I
dong?
Just had wicked deja vu.
A phone dong?
Why? Yeah. I don't know. Just that
this
whole thing.
Is the time your
this
brain.
This time, with Juan.
With Juan.
What
phone
kind of
dong?
Phone do you have?
Just boom.
I know. I can look at the face and you're like, do I have a Samsung?
Right?
Yeah, I was like, are you sure?
Right, like, is today.
Right.
You just had
a dream?
Deja vu
that
about
intense.
Juan's phone dong.
Yes.
That was weird. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hello, Kate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola! Hey, so I was about 8 or 9 years old on vacation with my family down in Mexico.
What part of Mexico?
I get really sick. Really sick. Like, full-on, like, double dragon kid flu. And my parents don't care. They are too broke at this time in their life.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you think they have... I'm assuming, why were they in Mexico in the first place?
Vacation.
Visiting family.
Okay, so they were visiting family. Okay.
Lucky we didn't have the wall.
Walking around, doing trinket shopping, and I lose it. I start puking everywhere.
Now, are you actually, like, sick, like you have a temperature? In other words, is it what be Montezuma's revenge, or what you actually... were you actually sick?
Oh, I was super sick. I mean, it was full-on flu. And my broke parents, who don't get very many vacations at this time in their life, are not going to let me ruin their trip. So,
here.
I don't blame them.
What was that?
I said, I don't blame them. Well, then they just put an ice bucket on your head, try to cool you off, or what?
Basically, I mean, the next 3 hours, we just walked around buying trinkets while I puked on every single tree we passed.
Okay.
Welcome to Mexico.
Yeah. Do you ever let your parents live this down?
No. But they also roll their eyes. They have no regrets. They're like,
Do they even care?
Let me ask you a question. Were you fine the next day?
No, I was sick about 3 days.
All right, and then it finally went away.
Yeah, and I didn't really see them much of the trip because they just gave me one of my aunts.
Listen, this is the plan, all right?
All right.
And I'm not going to lie to you. You know what? There's revisionist history from the kid's point of view where you felt so bad. Like, I look at my daughter, And all I ever think when she goes through one of her moments is, you know, I cannot wait for the day that she is on stage and she says, but most of all, I want to thank my father for helping me earn this Oscar for supporting role as an actress, best supporting drama. Because this girl, everything's dramatic, and her memory of things is a lot different than what I have figured out as a parent. So I know you felt bad, but I'm telling you, your parents looked at you and were like, she ain't that sick. She ain't that sick. Like, 50% of this is the drama that you are sick, but that you make a call, man, and then you let it go. Like, hey, tough. Tough! Just puke it out of it. You just don't care. It's a horrible thing, but, like, they're not that sick.
Back in the day, why would CPS have talked to your parents? 844-999-OLA.
And, you know, sometimes little kids get real sick, right? But after a few days, they want to go do something.
Sure.
So I'm sure I told my parents, like, hey, I'm fine. But I am puking my brains out outside of a fast food place right outside of Union Station in D.C., which you can imagine is a crowded restaurant. I just remember my dad kept going like, no, he's just sick. You can go in there and eat.
Like, oh. It's like you're the spokesman.
Because I'm literally standing outside the door.
Food's great here. There's nothing to worry about. We just enjoyed a wonderful meal, and Ted's eating it twice.
He's just puking.
He wants to taste it again. It's so good.
Just unrelated reasons. You're fine. This is unrelated, but goddamn. Miles, you told me, as far as people being in a restaurant.
By the way, you know he thought this was hilarious.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
People being in a restaurant and kind of ruining their meal as you inevitably are doing puking. Miles, I know you were not a kid. This is not even the question, but you said, like, you kind of absolutely hocked a loogie.
Oh, dude. Just. I was sitting. No, here's what happened. Okay, so.
Think about this.
We did like a hit of acid or something, you know. And so we were up all night. And we woke up in the morning. And now at this point in time, we hadn't eaten like in what seemed like a day, right? So one thing we know is that the Shoney's, the big boy, is open. And then they have an all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet.
Oh,
and it's like $6.99 or whatever it is. Orange juice, coffee included.
Everything you need.
$6.99. We get down there. And I mean, this is heaven. I mean, they've got everything. So we just absolutely pig out for like an hour and a half. We just sit there, and I mean, like, plates and plates and plates of breakfast food.
French toast sticks.
And at that point in time.
Oh, what a nice way to say it.
At that point
toast,
in time.
Right? Don't mind if I do.
It's Sunday morning. They have like this awning that's like this glass thing that comes out. They used to have them at Wendy's all the time. It was kind of like you're in like a little plant room, you know what I mean? But it was all glass in this window.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they had tables up against this glass. And it was a misty morning. And I walk outside. We walk outside after we eat. And I felt this huge lube come up.
Right.
And I mean, it was a huge, huge lube. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I spit it out. And it hit the window, all right? But there's a family eating breakfast. And it's like, they're getting ready to go to church. Like, they're all dressed up and everything. And this is like one of those loogies that turns over in the air. And when it hits, it looks like a wacky wall crawler.
Right.
And the little kid just looks up and points at his mouth. I'm like, oh, God. And it starts slowly dripping down the window. And it's like green and yellow. And it just, oh, my God.
And that was not your intent at all.
No, the look of terror on this kid.
Were they still eating?
They were eating breakfast, yes.
Jesus.
It was a horrible thing.
You know they still tell us sort of like the biggest a-hole ever. You just spit a loogie on her window. Oh, good time.
Oh, man.
Hello, Isaiah. Welcome to the men's room.
Jesus. Hola.
Hola.
one time, just one second. me and my brothers, we procrastinate a lot when my mom gives us something to do. And she has these weird ways of like getting angry. Well, one time she threw a steak knife at me because I procrastinated to do the laundry.
Are you in the house right now with your mom?
No.
Okay.
She's upstairs.
I got to go to another. I'm going to talk to you guys.
Oh, no, it'll echo. I was in the bathroom.
Okay.
Sorry.
Did she hit you with a steak knife?
No, she just kind of tossed it in my direction and like hit the wall next to me.
Do you remember what you said to get the steak?
I was just in shock. I like turned around and I looked at the knife and I just looked back and she's just standing there and I'm like, okay, maybe it's time to like, you know, do something.
Let me ask you a question. Is dad in the picture at all? Is he there?
My dad, he, at the time, he was a long haul truck driver. Right now he's local. Okay. So, I mean,
are they still together?
Go ahead.
Your mom and your dad still together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, she hasn't killed him then.
No, he's scared to leave.
I don't know. Okay.
You didn't, I'll cut you. You know I will. I'll take your other testicle.
Well, hopefully I had steak for dinner, you know?
Yeah. Stress, probably, most likely, because she was the one to take care of us. My dad was always gone.
Yeah, look, man, a lot of people go through stress. I don't know if I throw steak knives at my kids. Just saying. And they really pissed me off, but yeah. I never thought, you know, hold on, because exactly. I'm going to stab you. Like, that really has not gone through my mind. Oh, hello, Juan. Welcome back to the men's room.
Oh, love it.
Hello.
Hola. You have...
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Okay. I can only imagine why CPS would have talked to your parents, Juan.
Well, we're hanging out with my dad at the bars when I was like four or five, yeah.
Okay.
Just hanging out at bars with him.
Were you ever allowed to have a beer?
No. Well, a taste. Just taste it. Okay.
All right.
But
how about
yeah, that's... And that was a normal thing back then. It was just...
Yeah, but back then it made sense. Like, hey, man, I don't have a babysitter. I want to go to the bar. I brought my kid to the bar. And so I would love to do that now. But you can't.
I know. Yeah. But nope.
Are you...
They don't allow us to do that no more.
Are you operating a large piece of machinery?
Yeah.
What are you operating?
Right now we're on the roller, but there's a dozer next to me and some other stuff around here.
How many times do you almost get hit by a car?
Never.
Okay. All right. Thank God.
Nobody hits Juan.
Exactly.
He's on this big machine. Isn't that Juan has some fine phone dong. Someone else checked in. One of these people that knows things that we don't says the phone dong. I'm going to read it in the voice. I pictured this coming in.
Okay.
So if this offends you, I don't care.
The phone dong is likely exclusive to what system you're using to make and accept calls. Ask your friendly neighborhood producer. I'm pretty sure it has nothing to do with the caller's phone. For instance, on a phone, it always makes the same dong, no matter what kind of phone calls you. There's a special phone dong for that call.
Hmm. Really thought this through.
There's more than one phone dong.
I was just enjoying the dong.
But we have our own dong. He's saying there's other dongs, but the dong that you hear is
a
different phone dong.
That's
how many different phone dongs are there?
No two dongs are the same.
Still to come, Ryan Castle, the drunk in charge, will be into sin spin. We'll get 10 songs that would be offensive as hell now. Men's Room rules coming up, and we will drink and toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Our question back in the day, why would CPS have talked to your parents? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Our question back in the day, why would CPS have talked to your parents? Guys, originally, I am from Russia, and I had to babysit my three-year-old brother. I was five. Our mom was in college and working at the same time. I was raised to be responsible and nothing bad happened. I learned cook at the age of five. Neighbors kept an eye on us every now and then. Thanks, guys. I did learn to cook early because of that.
Sure.
You know, like whatever it was, eggs, toast, you know, that basic stuff.
My mother just wasn't a great cook, so we just, you know.
Had to. All of it's room. When I was young on the farm, my dad had an old pickup truck that used to be a police paddy wagon, the kind with one bench seat. We're a family of five. Four could fit comfortably along the bench, but me, being the youngest, would have to sit on someone's lap. One day, we were going to some friends' homes, and as we turned the corner into their driveway, the passenger door flew open, and I rolled out into the ditch. Luckily, we weren't going very quickly. I didn't get hurt, just scared. My dad got out of the car, picked me up, and put me back on my mom's lap, and then slammed the door about five times to make sure it wasn't going to open up again, and then kept driving. That from Monica.
Sounds about right.
Hola, Bicholas, easy as pie. First off, I've been listening to your show since the early 70s. Second, I've been listening to you guys specifically since 1967.
Ah, yes.
When I was about 10 or 11, when I got home from school, I would go around back and get the spare key hanging in the doghouse and go inside. After that, I would go out back and split some kindling, bring in some firewood, start a fire in the wood stove. Then I'd go out and wait for my younger brother to get off the bus. We'd hang out, cook some French fries or pizza or something until Mom came home from work. I doubt that would fly today. P.S. Miles, hide your pepperoni in a box of cereal that your daughter can't stand. It doesn't need to be refrigerated. That from Sir Jolly Joe. That's good advice.
Are you sure, Joe? But you know, one thing, Jolly Joe, the head writer here, you have to understand that Jolly Joe does not like Miles. This goes back years, so I feel like him telling you,
it doesn't need to be refrigerated.
Well, what kind of shit? If you got like Frosted Mini Wheats, you probably don't eat those, do they?
You know what? I just know.
But wouldn't you get the taste of the pepperoni, I think, in your cereal?
Probably.
Mm. I'm a Jolo's CBS.
Pepperoni weeds.
I was 10 years old riding my bike across a late 80s Las Vegas. My parents never knew where I was. As long as I was home for dinner, all was good.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I once went to school and turned a paper in that my teacher would not accept because it reeked of cigarettes. She then assumed that I smoked. Nope, it was from my mom, stepmom, and dad. The teacher could not believe it was simply from that, and when I explained that to her, she had a serious talk with my dad and stepmom about mine and their health.
Huh.
Any comments today from the...
You know, most comments we got, man, there are a lot that are about the fact that, as a lot of people said, man, it used to be you would go somewhere all day. Your parents did not know. As long as you got home in time, they did not ask about the blood stains, the missing tooth.
You might need to take your bath before up. You eat.
Right. It was understood, like, maybe got in trouble, but they don't know. And the other one that comes up a lot, apparently these are children mostly of the 70s and 80s, just riding in the front seat of the car and holding drinks for their parents, or standing, or, you know, pressing the pedals while someone else drove, I guess. All of our parents were very reckless at this time. There was a lot of people with that general sentiment.
Yeah. Did you ever sit in a steer?
Yeah, exactly. Did you ever sit in your parents' lap?
I did that. But, sure. Like, behind, like, the driver's seat, like, on the ground. Like, I used to sit down there facing
the back,
like, the bench seat, so I could, like, play with my toys.
Hmm.
Okay. We had a Volkswagen bus for a while, and on one of those long-ass cross-country trips, they would buy me what they believed to be were Star Wars figurines to keep me occupied. These were the knockoffs, so none of them were quite Star Wars.
Battlestar Galactica.
No, it wasn't even that.
You got, like, Dirk Benedict.
But it wasn't even that. It was, like, something that almost looked like a stormtrooper, and it was something that was kind of supposed to be. But whatever the case, I'd be on my knees and use the bench in the back, man, and it wasn't a problem.
All right, on to the birthday request. Hola, guys. Wanted to wish my buddy Johnny RX-7 a happy birthday. Could you get the Dirty Germans talking about how his wife made him sell his RX-7? Cheers, guys. That from Uncle Ben.
Yeah, you may have had to sell your RX-7, but you can give her for her birthday a D8.
Yeah, I can see your friend Uncle Ben here wants bad things to be said about you, but I bet your wife is super hot and a little demanding. I mean, she got rid of a car you love for her.
Yeah, and Uncle Ben, come on now, just stick with the rice.
I'd rather have a D8.
Yeah, I give you a D8.
Again. All the snitches, it's my birthday. Louis Hall, can I get a ladies' man fish sandwich? Thanks, guys, appreciate it.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Hola, guys. My name is Tyson, and today I am 31. A couple of questions. You guys mentioned you all played doctors on TV. Which shows? Oh, come on. Everybody knows that.
You don't see.
Yeah. Next question is, do you censor yourself by accident while you're not on the air? Hell no.
No.
God, no. Why would we do that? We have to censor ourselves for 4 hours.
Fly.
Yeah, exactly. Even more so.
Come here, you effing kids. I'm not on effing radio now.
I like the Dirty Germans talking about plumbing. I used to be a plumber in the Navy. Thanks, guys. Keep doing what you do. And Ted, you should sing the damn song.
Yeah, I just like to plunge where the poop is.
Yeah, I mean, a plumber in the Navy, I feel like your son has setting yourself up here for lots of jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet they loved you.
Yeah, none come to mind.
Yeah. Long trips at sea. Boys will be boys.
Guys, gotta get a birthday shout out to Linda with an OG fish sandwich and a your penis is too small.
Fish sandwich. Your penis is too small.
Guys, it's Jasmine's 21st birthday for the ninth time. Could you get the Dirty Germans? Maybe a suck it up cupcake. Thanks, guys. You rock that from Slurp.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Yeah, Slurp. Yeah, we will do some interior decorating. I want to hang your curtains on my rod.
Yeah, let's come to Germany. It's the birthplace of phone dong.
Yeah.
Slurp. Slurp. So I think I've met this man.
Oh, guys, today's my husband's 31st. Could you please give the Dirty Germans talking about how strong he is lifting stone countertops for work? That from his loving wife, Rachel.
Yeah, I will only be impressed if you lift them with your penis.
Yeah. People must love to party at your house because we all know granite stands for one thing.
Easy to wipe the stains off. Yeah. In fact, when I have sex, they call it stainy.
Stained granite.
Yeah.
Yeah. You must be skilled. That's a hard one to do.
Oliver Jones, please give my wife Monica a birthday shout out today. It's her dirty 30, and she would love a batch of bitter batter. Thanks, guys. That from Ben.
A batch of it. A batch of your bitter batter. Betty Butter wants a batch. Betty Butter bought some butter, but she said this butter bitter. If I put it in my batter, make my batter bitter. So she bought a bitter batter butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So just bitter Betty Butter bought a bitter batter butter.
Okay.
Round from, they call that a vibrator.
Hola, gentlemen. Hola, Wobbin. I don't know if my wife or anyone else is going to do this, but I'm going to do it for myself. I'm a delivery driver in the Northwest. May I please have all of you talking all over yourself about the worst drivers on the road? Those people would be the Toyota Prius drivers. Thank you guys for making my workday and commute home somewhat more tolerable. That from Kenneth. Well, I will say this. Happy 40th birthday, addendum. I realize I did not include my name. That was from Ken. Yes, Ken, we got you. Fellas, I would love to give a birthday shout-out to my wonderful husband today. His name is Garrett, and he's 43, loves the show, listens all the time. So hoping you'll give him a shout-out and the birthday song. That from Stephanie. All right, here you go, guys.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. Birthday.
Yaws a Dirty German, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
I'll read two more here real quick before I get to Castle and Sit and Spin. Guys, when I was in high school, as far as what I hid, I was and still am an avid writer. My family was very strict, and most of what I wrote was not clean, so I hid the majority of it in a tub under my bed. But the worst stuff was in folders under my mattress or in the box spring. I'm 25 now, and my best friend said my parents probably knew about it. I don't think so, because if they did, I would probably be dead. The writing was so smutty, my dad would have murdered me.
And no, he wouldn't have, because he didn't. They knew.
Yeah, he read all your work. A guy's just catching up on the podcast and heard you guys talking about tailgating at BYU. As a current BYU student, I thought I'd put in my 2 cents. Although for the most part, there isn't any alcohol, the scene is still pretty wild. The students are all hyped up, the chocolate milk is flowing, nice. And some of the best burgers I've had were at a BYU tailgate. We have our own version of the Tiger Walk. We call it the Cougar Walk. All the students line up on the east side of the stadium and cheer on the team as they head into the stadium. Immediately after that, students are allowed in to start sitting in the ROC, Roar of the Cougar section, which is directly behind the south end zone. The feeling in the air is electric. The students are loud and the stadium is usually pretty full, making the environment one I would not miss for anything. Teddy, if you ever make it down to Provo, hit me up. We'll get a chocolate milk on me. LARP on, boys, and keep on rocking. That from Jacob, the BYU cameraman. That's that a hell of an offer.
That right kid there. Is white.
I assume they just power chug root beer.
Well, no caffeine. Very good.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Still to come, we're going to drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first, the drug charges in the house, and it's time once again to sit and spin.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Here we go. The room is mostly full, yes. And the atmosphere is electric for Sit and Spin today. But no matter how good it is today, it's not going to be nearly as good as it was last week. Am I right?
Oh, last week was so
chart topper.
He came in and he didn't even remember what we did. He was like, what did we do last week?
Yeah, didn't we do one last week?
And I was like, well, yes, we did the mind-bogglingly whatever.
That's what it was. Yeah.
So we've
how
wandered
soon
down
we forget.
This, we've wandered down this road of questionable lyrics before, but usually we stick to a certain topic, like it'd be like drug driving or trying to have sex with someone that's well under the age of 18 years old.
Oh, okay.
But this kind of covers the gambit of things that are probably may have been okay at the time or may have been kind of overlooked at the time, but now looking back, like, wow, that is really effed up.
Well, if it's a catchy tune, and that's kind of part of the deal.
This is what we said earlier. And a future Sit and Spin should be like, let's just look at the top 40 songs, whatever, and find the 10 songs that have offensive lyrics now, we just can't tell because we dig the song.
Sure.
Isn't it like inevitably you look back like, oh my God, I can't believe I was singing about that.
Yeah, well, and some of these songs, like I was just looking at Urge Overkill, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon, which was Neil Diamond's song. Sure. That song was a hit twice.
Neil Gus Diamond.
That is an effed up song. Girl, You'll Be a Woman.
I can't wait till you grow up.
Right.
It's like, well,
Neil Diamond made it a hit, and then it was in Pulp Fiction in 1994, and they were like, God, that's a great song. No, it's not.
Exactly. It's like pedophilia.
Right.
This is creepy.
I got your birthday right, marked so on my calendar.
These are a whole bunch of those 10 songs that would be offensive as hell right now.
Number 10. Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
So this is a Christmas classic. Baby, it's cold outside.
Like
this song's been redone a zillion times over the years. I think Billie Holiday did it once. Zooey Deschanel and Will Ferrell did it in Elf.
No, really,
but basically, it's this chick that needs to go home, but he's not going to let her leave.
Different
reasons. It's cold outside. You can't go out there.
She's
like, but what will my parents say? He's like, baby, you know,
just stay lay down by the fire. Like, yeah.
Baby, the door's locked from the outside.
Exactly.
Did not know that.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what he said.
Merry Christmas.
He literally says the door's locked from the outside.
Right. 10 songs that would be offensive as hell now.
Number 9.
You're so gay and you don't even like boys.
So that's Katy Perry.
Wow.
Using the term gay to insult somebody. You're so gay, even though you don't even like boys.
Wow, I thought we were going farther back today.
I thought Katy Perry was a little more progressive than that.
But she was raised very conservative, and she always talked about her conservative parents.
Maybe that's her problem.
Okay.
Why are you so gay and you don't even like boys?
Right.
Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
Nice shoe. Did she do this in concert?
I don't think so, and I think she's kind of done a 180 on the song.
I would hope, like, her manager, like, hey, look, man, I mean, do what you want, but you might not want to sing this.
It's her one in a million.
To your audience.
You know gay dudes like you.
It's her one in a million.
Right?
Exactly. These are our 10 songs that we be offensive as hell now.
Number 8.
So that's the vapors turning Japanese. They have denied all of it. So everyone assumes or thinks, or the accepted explanation for what they're talking about is it's a song about masturbating and you get squinty-eyed, right?
Oh, no.
But they have denied that. They say that it's not about a person's O-face and Asian people's eyes, but something about it is cliches about angst and youth turning into something you didn't expect to, which I call BS.
BS!
Because
they're going to make money off
BS.
Of it.
BS!
Right.
Come on.
Number 7.
He hit me.
Oh, Jesus.
And it felt like a kiss.
So this song,
Jesus,
obviously it's a little messed up.
Where did it go wrong? Oh, my God.
So this is the Crystals. He hit me, and it felt like a kiss.
And he hit me.
A woman is happy that her man hit her after he found out that she cheated because that proves that he loves her.
Who wrote this? Ike Turner?
Rose McGowan.
Carole King wrote this with her husband in 1962.
No way.
No joke.
Wait, she wrote it with her husband?
Like so far away?
She's since then begun to regret.
Do you think her husband's like, hey, baby, how about you don't release that song?
Somebody needs to shout that out at one of her concerts.
It's literally a song about he hits me because he loves me.
Play He Hits Me.
Is this playing in?
Never mind. Damn.
Right? Number 6.
In the summertime when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women, you got women.
There's no way a song featuring a jug by a guy named Mungo Jerry could possibly be offensive.
Right.
The line in the song that would be unacceptable today is have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. Oh. So there's some drinking and driving.
But he sounds so happy.
What are your favorite songs does that? The Lido Shuffle, One for the Road.
That whole song is about drinking and driving.
Right.
It's so exciting.
These are 10 songs that would be offensive as hell now.
Number 5.
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl.
Because you're much too young, girl.
Yeah, he's just singing.
It sounds so nice when
Gary,
he sings it. Though,
Gary Puckett, it? Union Gap. The song is Young Girl. The chorus, Young Girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl.
Hey, Mr. Castle, real quick. A couple of comments came in regarding the song Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
We didn't hear this lyric. They're saying, by the way, the most disturbing lyric is when she says in response, say, what's in this drink?
Okay. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes, yes, no. Yes, she does. Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's a Cosby.
That's somewhat appropriate for the band.
Number four.
Yeah. R. Kelly is not into underage girls.
Yeah.
According to R. Kelly.
And no
Aaliyah
one else.
Wrote this song when she was working with R. Kelly and later married R. Kelly legally at the age of 14. This song is Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
10 songs will be offensive as hell now on Sit and Spin.
Number three.
So this is not the only offensive Rolling Stone song we've had on here. Brown Sugar, we've featured as an offensive song from the Rolling Stones in the past. Under My Thumb is about controlling women, referring to them as squirming dogs.
Oh, they call it the entrance music to the Supreme Court. That's how they roll out. Ladies and gentlemen,
ten
your
songs.
Justice is.
10 songs will be offensive as hell now.
She's not so distant with me. That's an Elvis song called Kissing Cousins.
I'm going to have to use that line. The song is called Kissing Cousins?
Right. You're a distant cousin, but you're not so distant with me.
Play it at a family reunion.
These are 10 songs that'll be offensive as hell. Now we made it to number one.
Number one.
Explain yourself.
That's
it. Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. There you go.
Sit and spin.
Still to come, we're going to drink it. So, shout of the day is on the way, and we will review some men's room rules coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up, we'll drink and tell us where the shout of the day, but first.
And now. Men's Room presents Men's Room Rules.
Every once in a while, we take a little time to go over some Men's Room Rules. The complete list of rules, by the way, is up at the website, mensroomlive.com, and they are all categorized for your enjoyment. Some of the rules that are in our category, you're a man, goddammit, act like it. Section 8, no man should ever ride bitch on another man's motorcycle. I think we've established that one. Mm-hmm. No man shall ever feed or be fed by another man unless the recipient of the said feeding is physically or mentally handicapped. We get specific.
Okay, so you are reviewing
I'm pretty sure we passed these. No man should take longer to get ready than his wife or girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Don't skip ever. That from Derek.
Is there a good time to skip? I'm just trying to think of any situation where I might skip.
Also, that one was on me.
Without holding my child.
It's weird to skip. You know what I mean? It's just
it is. I was drunk. I don't know why I was doing it. And somebody from a balcony above was like, dude, stop skipping.
Including a list of words and phrases that no man shall ever use, including periwinkle, duvet, precious, adore, mommy, daddy, to die for, bye-bye or bye-bye, delish, chow, wee-wee, tinkle or potty, icky, hey, extravagant.
I get being at the bar. Hey, man, I'll be right back, dude. I got to hit the head and wee-wee.
To 99.
I mean, it's like, it's just, how is that even
tinkle,
a possibility?
To go potty.
Hey, bro, where's the bathroom? I got to tinkle.
Tinkle's the only one I could see using just as a joke. Like, hey, man, I got to go
tinkle. I got a wee-wee.
Yeah.
Like, easy peasy, retail therapy, some of the words that no man should use. A jammies, referring to your pajamas. Dirty 30, in reference to another man turning 30.
Thank you.
Adulting. Things no man should have. Decorative soap. Anything with Cher, Barbara Streisand, or Celine Dion. A diary and body waxing supplies. Here is the one men's room rule that would fit that category. Guys, last week in the office, I walked over to the water cooler to discover, to my excitement, two boxes of donuts available for communal eating. Unfortunately, all of the donuts were gone except two halves of two different donuts left to die. I, being the man that I am, took it upon myself to eat both halves of the donuts and lay the beast to bed. That being said, I submit this. We're taking a donut from the communal office donuts. No man shall rip their donut in half. They will eat the whole donut like a goddamn grown adult or have no donut at all.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye!
Nay.
You son of a bitch.
I love a half donut.
If you prefer...
You love a whole one twice as much.
Yeah, I do, but not at work.
If you prefer the whole donut, take a whole donut.
If you have a potential rule, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject men's room rules. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 55-year-old Kenton Shaw of Seattle, Washington. About a week ago, Kenton was at Lake Wilderness Trail, which you might not be shocked to find out is a popular hiking trail. It's about 20 miles outside of the city. Well, he and another hiker ended up in a confrontation that led to a physical altercation. They fought until the cops showed up. The cops say, hey, we have two questions. What the hell is going on, and why are you naked? Well, Kenton explained, quote, he found me with my D in my hand, J-O-ing, and he kicked my ass.
Jesus.
He continued that he'd never had any, quote, alone time. So he found a private location and began, quote, yanking it. Unfortunately, the other hiker spotted him, confronted him, and in spite of telling the other guy, and again, I quote, cut me some slack, bro. I'm just in the woods masturbating, minding my own business. In spite of telling him that, a scuffle ensued, and Kenton was arrested. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola. Get caller 9 in line for a little profile. This 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.